Hi, everyone. This is Ellen Ecker Ogden, garden designer and author of The Complete Kitchen Garden. In my books and in my kitchen garden design class, I share 6 steps to successful garden design, and I wrote this guided meditation to help you tap into your mind's eye, to unleash your creativity and think outside the box. I hope this helps you build a deeper connection with your food garden and your land. Start by setting out on a table graph paper, pencil with eraser, photos of your garden or gardens that you love, and then let's begin. Sit in a chair with your feet on the ground, close your eyes, and breathe deeply. Breathe deeply again and relax your shoulders. Allow your mind to travel to a place where you feel safe and comfortable. It might be under a tree or in your garden, your patio, or on a bench near a pond with running water, a spot you love to go when you just want to get quiet and where you can hear the birds sing. Picture colors you love to see. Notice your breath and observe it coming and going out. Imagine your plant growing in your garden, with the roots growing out of the base of your feet. With each breath, visualize these roots growing deeper into the earth. And picture a bright white light entering the crown of your head, passing through your body, down into your roots. Once you are feeling clear and centered, allow your thoughts to move to any memory of gardens you have loved or the one you're designing right now. Fill yourself with comfortable feelings such as the fragrance of sweet basil, the soft touch of a peony blossom, the tart taste of a cherry tomato warmed from the sun, or the sound of your children playing nearby, pulling carrots out of the ground. Can you feel the delicious soil between your bare toes? Tap into whatever emerges from the land. Remember that you're developing a new relationship with your land and co-creating a garden with nature as your partner. The first step is connection and finding a way to manage the land so that you can have a beautiful, abundant garden. You are designing the garden with intelligence and respect, and your design will reflect this collaboration. What fills the eye fills the heart. Surround yourself with beauty. You want to make it as attractive as possible. But what does beauty mean to you? Picture the purpose, harvesting delicious food for you and your family, to bring you into a sanctuary space, to grow alongside your plants. You're making a garden that now includes the land. It is about co-creation and a partnership with the food that you grow and your healthy self. This garden design process is artistic, but you don't need special training to do it. It doesn't need to follow an accepted style or classic design. It's between you and the living earth beneath you. It's about creating a balanced ecosystem and establishing strong relationship with your land. Your new kitchen garden will be a place filled with love and feel alive with the energy and exuberance of nature. This is a place where you will slow down, be guided and supported, feel grounded and safe. What do you love about this garden in your mind's eye? Can you see that it brings you confidence and a sense of security? With your eyes still closed, lift up like a hawk. Soar above and look down on your landscape. How does it feel to see your landscape from above? What do you see? Can you see where you're sitting, your house? Can you see how your land connects to your neighbors? Do you share trees or a stream that runs through both your yards? If this is a new garden, see if you can find the place where you want to put your garden. What is the shape? How big is it? Where's the entrance? If this is your current garden, can you see if there's sunshine or shade? Is it close to the house or far away on the edge? Now come back to the ground and relax. But keeping your eyes closed, walk to the place where you saw your garden from above in your mind's eye. See it from the ground, and then walk the whole boundary of your yard to form a conscious relationship with your land. Tell the land what you are doing and what you see. Gently sing if you'd like to. Hold the intention of knowing that you are seeking the best place for your kitchen garden. Now open your eyes. If you can go outside, stand at the entrance of your garden, either the one you have now or your new site. Pick up two stones and strike them together to unseat the energy that has become embedded there. This unlocks your land and allows you to have a sense of belonging. Belonging means family or guardianship, as opposed to ownership. We can never truly own the land. Step inside the space. Can you feel the sun? Can you hear the birds? Can you visualize the beds, the path, the gate you want to put at the entrance to your garden? Did you walk under an arbor to get inside? Do you feel relaxed and joyful? Now look at those paths. Are they made of soft grass or stone, bark mulch? Can you find a comfortable place to sit quietly and undisturbed? Landscape designer Mary Reynolds writes in her book Garden Awakening, "You may believe in Gaia, God, Buddha, Allah, or whomever. It matters little. As long as you are calling on a strong, pure energy source, simply ask the power you believe in to surround you with protection, provide a sense of being supported and protected." Now walk back to the house, your kitchen, or where your drawing pad and pencils are waiting for you. Sit down and start to draw. Your feet will bring you to where your heart is.